Hey folks, welcome to the Redneck Country Podcast. This is episode number 4. If you have time and have not checked out episodes 1, 2, and 3, I strongly urge you to do so. We love just having fun bringing you into the conversation as we sit around the campfire sharing stories. And deer season is now over for us here in Ontario, so we are trying to wrap that conversation up. We are moving on now, and we're going to talk about what is open for us to keep our excitement levels going, which is rabbits. We are all about the rabbit hunting right now, and we've been having some luck and having some fun, and so we hope to share some successes, maybe some failures, and we'll get into that. I'm sitting here with Bill, Tom. Bill, are you there?
Good evening, everybody.
Bill's here, and Scotty. Scott, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
He actually answered. It wasn't just a chuckle, folks. Holy, this might be a lively one. People, I hope you're all sitting
down. I don't know about that.
If you're driving, pull over. Okay, so we've never really talked about rabbit hunting much with Bill. Bill, do you rabbit hunt much? Do you get out much?
I do rabbit hunt. I don't get out as much as I'd nearly like to. I do a lot of walking in the bush as opposed to actually shooting rabbits, to be completely honest with you. I'm interested to hear about you guys, though, because I know that you guys have some tremendous success when you go.
We have some success and we have some fun. I will tell you what, I got a couple stories up my sleeve. I don't know which one to start with. Well, and I got to be careful on how I word these ones.
That's right. Oh.
Deer hunting, you're in the tree, you're solo. The stories you have are usually the shot or afterwards, right? Or sitting at hunt camp. Goose season, sure. You're in the blinds, and the stories you got are usually when the geese come in. Rabbit hunting is straight up social for us. So the stories you got are just hanging with us walking. And so what happens can happen. So yeah, I got to be a little bit careful on how I share some of these, but for the most part, we're all good folks. So I think I can go. Scotty, cut me off where I need to and jump in when you need to.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep you going. If that's the case, I'm anxious to hear about some of these stories.
Well, okay. Can I tell my favorite rabbit hunting story of all time?
Absolutely.
Might as well start there.
Let's go there. So it was the three of us plus one, and I won't mention names just to keep it. I haven't talked to the person to say, hey, can I share this story? So I won't mention who the fourth person was, but it's a buddy of ours. And so we were going out rabbit hunting. As soon as I start this story, Scotty's going to know.
Oh, yes. I know already.
So, yeah, cut me off at any point, too, Bill. And
I'm going to jump right in and ask all kinds of questions.
Ask me any questions you got. So let me start out by saying that this is going to be the most arrogant, and this is coming from me, the most arrogant comment that I think I could ever make. But I can't believe how successful we seem to be at rabbit hunting. I don't know. Tonight we went out, and I'll share that story after we get done this. But I mean, we went out for an hour, and we smashed rabbits, and I don't want to say how many, but for an hour, and it's unbelievable, especially from Scotty there tonight. But I'll get to that one. But I can't believe that we have, and really, it's not rabbit hunting is such a. It's a fun thing. It's not really well thought through from my standpoint, like deer hunting. You know, you're hunting the wind and you're doing the scent control and you're doing all that. For rabbit hunting, I think it all comes down to what makes us successful is we got some awesome spots that just breed rabbits, and we can shoot a shotgun and it just works out. Sorry, Bill.
I'm going to ask you a couple questions to start off with. So when do you typically start rabbit hunting?
Good answer. You mean in the time of day?
You know what, both. It's for the course of the year. Obviously, we hunt what's legal, what's open. But yep. from your standpoint, when do you start hunting rabbits?
So a rabbit opens for us October 15th. It closes. And it closes February 28th. Now, there's some old boys at the gun club that say never shoot a rabbit in February. For every rabbit you shoot in February, you just killed four for the next year. But what if I shot them January 31st? So I don't really stick to that rule a whole lot, but we'll still get out. But typically we will start hunting rabbits usually after deer season, because if we have time to go hunting, we're going to go stand in a tree stand. So that's a pretty big factor unless we're tagged out. And then we usually wait for snowfall. just trying to see him. We don't have dogs. I am too busy to have a dog. I would love one. But
Todd is my dog.
Yeah, amen. And you will get to hear that two times tonight. But yeah, absolutely. But we don't have a dog. So we typically go, we'll wait till there's snow so we can see the rabbits. We'll take turns kicking brush piles and walk along. I'll get into that as I tell the stories. Yeah. But yeah, absolutely. So then the time of day, I think that's probably pretty crucial. I mean, I will go any time of day just because I want to, like you said, walking in the woods. I got a shotgun in my hand. It's a good day. But when we pretty much capitalize on rabbits would be in the mornings. We'll try to get out, and we don't like to get up at stupid hours like we're going deer hunting unless we really haven't done much for a while and we're eager to get up that early. But for coming off deer season, getting up every morning at like 4:30, you're like, well, let's go to rabbit. Oh, it's so much more relaxed. We'll get up and we'll get out and we'll be, you know, ready to go by 8:30. Right? Like we'll be to our spot, which is like can be a 15-minute drive, can be a 20-minute drive, and we'll be ready to go. And so that's kind of when we do it. Now, if we're going in the evening, which we don't often do, it's usually a morning thing for us on a weekend. But today we didn't get out until 4 o'clock, but I would say that that's the next best time is coming up. If you can hunt right till almost dark, almost legal shooting time. And that's always the factor, because you don't typically carry a gun case with you, and you can't have that gun uncased at right at dark when it like we're right at legal shoot time, half hour after sunset. So you got to be cognizant of the time, but I think the rabbits are out. They'll tend to still be out in the morning if you're out that early, and then they'll be coming out as the sun's setting. So we have had success during the day, don't get me wrong, but it's nothing like early in the morning or right in the evening.
And what's the limit?
What is it, Scott? 5?
5 per person.
Yeah.
5 per person. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Just trying to get a feel for.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's stuff that I don't often think about, but you're right. I take it for granted just because, again, I've learned it from my dad, right? He's the one that took me rabbit hunting. And even then, don't ask questions, just go. And so it becomes second nature that this is, and I've never thought about it. It's just, we go rabbit hunting, you go in the morning. That's what you do. So it's always kind of worked that way. So I just kind of inherited it up. Now, I will say that when Dad and I went rabbit hunting, like I would say in Todd's life pre-Scott, which is going back, oh my gosh, 15 years plus.
That's right. Yeah.
Right. Like it's a long time that I've been hunting with Scott, but pre-Scott, me and Dad would hunt woods. Typically we had a few little sets of woods that we would go in and kick brush at, and we're successful at it. But starting hunting with Scott, he was the opposite. He always hunted train tracks.
That's right.
The always. Edges of train Probably. Tracks and never hunted the woods. So now we've kind of combined those. And I'm not going to lie, there's a much better success rate along the train tracks. But if you have the right set of woods too, then you're kind of golden. So my family farm that's been in the family since I got to try to think what's on the barn, 1877. There's actually train tracks that come along it. And then you come up to the family farm. So we are able to hunt the train tracks, walk into the family farm, do my style of rabbit hunting, which is bush hunting, kicking up brush piles that are all through it, and then come back and walk down the other side of the tracks. So we get the best of both worlds. So it is kind of cool that way. I mean, that's a long rabbit hunt because it's where we park and where we walk. I mean, you're going to be, what, Scotty, 3.5-4 hours when we do those tracks?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Yep.
You lose track of
doing
time.
The full loop.
Yeah, and then you're way in there, and you're like, oh, crap, we got to walk back to the truck yet. So then the hunting out is usually a lot quicker.
Absolutely.
So, but yeah, so that's pretty much the gist of it. And then I guess I've taken it for granted, but I guess growing up with a shotgun in my hands, being kind of that shotgunner, I'm not much of a rifle guy. And then hunting with Scotty, who is apparently a shotgunner, and my dad's always been a shock. I guess I've always taken for granted that we go rabbit hunting, you come home with rabbits. And that's why I say it's pretty cocky to say, but I can't attribute it to any more than, I mean, it's not, oh, the technique of rabbit hunting and there's no wind, there's nothing. It's just fun, right? It's kicking. Oh, there's a brush pile. Could be a rabbit. Rabbits could be out in the middle of the freaking field for Pete's sakes, but never had that, but they could. But I chalk it up to the first thing is the property we got. It just, there seems like there's a lot of rabbits on it. And every time we go, we see rabbits. And we have a few farms that we hunt, and only a few, but they have rabbits. And the other thing It's just, I guess we're good with shotguns, and Scotty can prove that tonight. I will tell the story and back it up. We were actually talking on our way home about that, probably tooting our own horns a little too much, but we were saying we go out rabbit hunting, and it's not a factor. If you see a rabbit, are we going to get a rabbit? It's a factor who gets to shoot it first, because we're fairly quick on the gun, which we were just saying, like, holy crap. Do you ever think about that? How fast we get the gun up and pull the trigger on that? And I said, Scott was fast tonight, man. I will tell you what, he was put that gun up, rabbit going down. So, but yeah.
So the last question I got before you get into your stories, during deer hunting season, do you guys typically, while sitting, see a lot of rabbits?
Never.
So
turkey season,
because of the fact that you're walking, or because of the fact that
we're sitting.
Yeah.
And the turkeys, we're sitting turkey season. And we had rabbits hop right to our feet.
Yeah. I videoed them come right up on me and Dad sitting under a pine tree one time.
Yeah.
Last year, the year before. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we've never hunted that for, I want to.
We have not hunted that for.
But we just said we were going to, because I actually, coming out from bow hunting this last month, I put a rabbit out twice out of the same spot. And so I said, I want to go back there. Plus, we got to get our tent before the snow comes and crushes it. And so I figure it's a great opportunity to go in there if we're going to be making some racket. Go in, shoot some rabbits, and come out. And that's that woods that I talked about in the other podcast that is just, it's our woods. We got ducks and geese and deer and turkey, and now we're going to add rabbit. I mean, we do it all in there. So it's National Geographic could film a whole season in that woods.
So, yeah. Okay. So let's hear.
Okay.
Let's hear.
All right. So my favorite rabbit, and again, people, hopefully you can learn from this and check your judgments at the door. But so there is four of us. And again, I won't mention the fourth person's name. Good person, super guy, great hunter. And so we decided we were going to go hit this new section of bush, and our buddy had heard about it. And actually, I think he hunted it for deer or something, didn't he, Scott?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so he knew about it, and we weren't sure if there was rabbits there or not, but there's no pressure with rabbit hunting. And that's why I love that deer season ends and now we rabbit hunt, because you don't have to get up at the crack of dawn. It's easy going. Who cares if you see it? You're walking in the bush with buddies and you're cutting up and having a good time. Whether you see them or not, we're having fun. And then you add rabbits on top of that. It's just, that's the icing on the cake, right? So it's a good time. So we get out to this spot and we decide, okay, Dad and my buddy, they're going to go. We started hunting kind of together, but four guys hunting rabbits. I mean, you got to spread out, and there was some bush, and then it went to kind of a ravine. And so I would say that ravine is almost like the train tracks. They're going to be on the tops of that ravine or on that side hill, right? Typically, they're not going to be down in the bottom. There's water running down the bottom of a ravine, and the rabbits, they obviously can't get in a hole down there. It'd be filled with water. So they're typically going to be right on the tops of the edges of that ravine where there's some small bush and bramble, or they're going to be on the side hills foraging, and they're going to kind of take off up to the top or straight down the side hill. That's our theory. So we started through the woods, four abreast, and then we got to the ravine. Well, two went one way on one side of the ravine and two went the other, and we kind of met up and then we'd split up. And so Dad and my buddy went, and me and Scott kind of navigated to each other. So for the first, I don't know, half hour, 45 minutes, would you say, Scott, we kind of hunted together.
Yep, absolutely.
We were fairly close. So as the time went on, we got separated because they followed the ravine one way, which led into another bush. And me and Scotty went the other way, which kind of dropped down and fed into the ravine and then went into some serious bramble. So we were struggling. I don't know if we'd seen a rabbit up until that point. We were having a good time, but we were struggling for seeing rabbits. And maybe the odd one, and I never heard a shot from Dad or my buddy. So me and Scotty are going along. Well, we finally come to this really, really thick bramble. And usually by
really
now,
thick.
What's that? Sorry, Scotty.
It was so thick.
Oh, it was crazy thick. And by this time, you dress super warm in the morning because it's cold. It's January in Canada. I mean, it's cold. So, but by now you're an hour in and you are wanting to peel clothes off, but you're so far in the woods. You can't, because you're going to lose them or forget them. And so I'm sweating. Scott's sweating. But I said to Scott, okay, we have not seen a rabbit. Not one freaking rabbit. So I'm going to look at how thick and it had to go for 40 yards. This yep. thorn bramble, like they talk about the Peter, I think now of a Disney ride where you the log ride at Disney, and I can't even remember the name of it, but you go through Peter's, the rabbit's thing, and there's all these plastic man-made thorns and thicket where he lives. That's what this was. I mean, it was insane. And I bet you it was, I don't know, 15, 20 yards wide and about 40 yards long of just thick vines and thorns.
So I'm never going to get a shot off in something like
well,
that.
Well,
you stand on the edge.
Yeah, ask Scott. So he's laughing because he knows what's coming. So, yep. So away we go. I said to Scotty, okay, we've not seen it. We got to do something different. So I don't even care. I'm going into this bramble. And so he's like, oh, whatever. So I said, you walk the edge. Right along the edge of the bramble, and I'm going to crawl through this crap and see. So I get on my hands and knees, and I wear really thick, heavy canvas, right? Like, I don't want to say a name brand like Tough Duck, but it's like the heavy, what Dad has always called our rabbit hunting clothes, because thorns ain't going to penetrate it. It's like a heavy canvas overalls and a heavy canvas coat with orange on it, and then a big pocket in the back, put your rabbits in. So that's what I wear. So I got down. I wear one of my dad's style hats is what I call it, but he calls it the old duck hunter hat. I can't even describe it. The sides are up, but the front's flat, and it's kind of like an Elmer Fudd looking hat, but not ear flapped. So it's heavy too, and it's orange. But so I go in, and I shoot a side by side 20 gauge, an Ithaca that my dad bought. Both guns. He bought a short barrel and a long barrel, and I shoot the long barrel. Dad shoots the short barrel. But way back in the 60s or 70s is when he got these guns. And so that's what I shoot for rabbit hunt. Now, I absolutely love that gun side by side, and it's quick, and I can shoot it. So I love it. Scotty shoots a single
shot 410 Bakel.
Yes.
Single shot 410.
That yeah. he bought for $25.
$25.
That's awesome.
The first time.
It's been paid for over and over
again. Oh, yeah. It cost me $18 for a box of shells. The gun cost me $25.
So, yeah, no doubt. And so I made fun of him the first time we went rabbit. I'm like, dude, you only got one shot. Dude. You're like, what? You got four pellets. You got one shot with four pellets in that thing.
And he always said to me, too, if it's just Todd and I going, he says, my dad has another 20 gauge. We can use the other 20 gauge. I don't want to use the 20 gauge. I love this 410. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, which it blew my mind. Like, really? Really? Which totally negates my why don't we shoot 4 inches? Or why do we shoot 3.5 inches?
It's rabbits. It's not so serious.
Single shot 410. That's awesome.
So, yeah, he's got a single shot 410, which I got to remember when he takes a shot, I got to give him time to reload.
Yeah, you do.
Because I often don't. So yeah. That's what he's got. I got my dad's 20 gauge Ithaca with a 28 inch. I think it's a 28 inch barrel, and he shoots one with a 24. So I get down and I am on my belly, and I pull my hat down over my head. I can barely see because the thorns are grabbing and pulling my hat, and I'm reaching up, and I'm moving so slow because I don't want to put my hands on a thorn and be picking slivers out forever. But I'm trying. Well, I don't get 5 yards in, and I'm look up. And there's a rabbit at the end of my fingertips. And as I am crawling through this and fighting off the thorns and trying not to get any stuck in my hands and using my canvas jacket, I'm trying to reach the thing and I can't. And he is just staying ahead of my fingertips. And what I'm doing to crawl through it, he's doing. He looked like Neo from The Matrix. Yep. Just at the end of my fingertips. And I did it for a good 30 seconds. It's this rabbit's crawling over each little branch, and I'm trying to reach him, crawling over each little thistle and vine. And so I'm yelling at Scotty, Scott, there's one at my fingertips. So Scott's walking beside me as I go. Well, that rabbit finally gets underneath some and shoots out to the left. Boom. Got it. So he got a rabbit. So I got to wait for me to reload. So I wait. So I start going again, and I get, another 2 minutes goes by because, I mean, I'm going slow, and this thing is pulling my hat. These thorns are pulling my coats. My legs are getting the pant legs pulled up on them, and I'm trying to keep all my skin covered from these thorns because, I mean, I am in the thicket. Sweat's pouring down. I'm bleeding because I'm taking thorns in the forehead and on my nose.
That's a good friend right there, Scott.
I told you he's my dog.
Amen.
Does he bark? Does he bark when he's going through there?
He did today.
Too funny that you asked that. Only when I get frustrated. Oh, gosh. So I go, I look up, and sure enough, there's two more rabbits. And they're doing the same thing. And I've never seen this in my life. I mean, I am 5 yards from a rabbit. My gun is down at my side. There's no way I could get it through the bramble to get it. Because that hand is holding my gun and I'm using it as like sideways to push thorns out of my way to keep them from stabbing me in the eye as I'm trying to reach them with my other hand. I don't want to take a shot that close, nor could I. I don't think I could get the gun shouldered in that crap. I mean, it was literally had a hold of me. And like that, at times you think, I'm not getting out of here because it's like it's grabbed me. Like if you've ever gone and pushed through vines and thorns, is that times 10. Like I was just, it was like a movie and these things were coming up and grabbing me like the Evil Dead and trying to pull me down through the earth.
Nothing's more frustrating than trying to walk through that kind of stuff.
I tell you. And that was our, like not seeing one rabbit. So that's why I decided to do this. But sure enough, there's two rabbits and I'm fighting through trying to get them and I couldn't get, one turns left, boom, right out to Scotty. Boom, got it. Wait for me to reload. I can't. There's one right in front of me still, Scott. One was with it. So he gets reloaded. It turns and gets outside the bramble. Got it. He ended up, by the time I got to the end of that, he had shot 4 rabbits. And I don't even know how many more were inside that super. So, folks, if you're listening, I tell you what, you're not seeing rabbits. That's where they are. Because, I mean,
you got to get to the thick stuff.
It's what I consider the perfect day for rabbit hunting. Like the sun was out. There was snow on the ground. There was no wind. It was just a nice day. The rabbits should be out because the sun was out and everything else. It was early in the morning, but they weren't. But they were. It was just they were in that. There was that thick stuff around, so they could be in it. And so that's where they were.
How would you ever do that solo?
You wouldn't. You absolutely don't. Yeah, and that's why.
There's no way.
I've gone rabbit hunting by myself, and like I'll tell you, I've shot a few rabbits by myself, but you get more frustrated when you go, like you go to the properties we hunt that have lots of rabbits. You see lots, you just don't get the shots because
that's right.
The brush piles they're hanging in are, you know, they're 10 yards wide or they're 15 yards wide, and you jump on it and you watch this rabbit that starts at 15 yards and takes off, and within 3 seconds he's at another 20, and you can't shoulder your gun because you're jumping on top of this brush pile trying to get it up and you're almost falling over. It's like a balancing trapeze act. So yeah, it doesn't happen often. I did last year. My in-laws have just built a house out in the country where their buddy severed off some land. And I go to my in-laws. Hey, there's woods and I'm here at my in-laws. What am I going to do? I'm going rabbit hunting. So every time I'm out there, I take a gun. And I happened to, the first time I did it by myself, I just went for a 10-minute walk and there was no snow on the ground and I jumped a rabbit and I took a shot and missed. I jumped him again further up, took a shot and missed, and then it was time to go eat. So the next time I went, I was ready. He was in the same spot and I took a shot and missed, took another shot and missed, and I double barrels. And as I walked this time, I walked real slow and crept real slow. And he ended up stopping near a tree at about 20 yards. And then I just was almost walked by him and he made the mistake of moving from that tree. And just as soon as he started to move, I threw that gun up, pulled the trigger, got him. So that was one time hunting by myself. It worked. But typically I don't like to rabbit hunt unless you got a dog. I mean, then absolutely. Like Scott, he's got me.
Yeah, well, that's perfect. That's the best scenario right there. I don't, you know, I think that's probably why I haven't been as successful because the snow hits the ground. I get out first thing in the morning by myself, go for a walk in the bush, try to find some tracks. But you're probably right. I'm pushing them to nobody, right? I'm walking, they're not around.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you'll see lots hunting by yourself. Yeah. It's just whether you get the shot. And oftentimes you don't. And I mean, if you're happy with seeing them and not getting a shot, but it can lead to frustrations after 4 or 5 of those that you're like, man.
Yeah. I like to bring something home. You know, it's nice going for a walk in the bush, maybe doing a little bit of shed hunting when you're going or something like that. But it's real nice to, to have something in the pot after the end of the day.
Yep. Yeah. If you're by yourself, absolutely. Right. Cause otherwise I'll go rabbit hunting. I don't even care if there's rabbits in the woods. Cause if I'm going with somebody, we're going to have some fun telling stories, right, cutting up, but, absolutely. But yeah, I mean, if I'm alone, I want to be shooting something.
Absolutely.
Especially when you come home to your family. Did you get anything, Dad? You want that answer to be yes every time.
Yeah, for sure. Time.
So anyway, that story carries on. So as me and Scott now got four rabbits at our back, and we're now, I am bleeding and sweating, and we start heading back towards where we were supposed to meet when we were done, and going through, and we still hadn't heard a shot, but I don't know. We ended up with six that day. I remember the picture coming up. I think, Scott, and I don't know, did they end up shooting two, or did we get, well, we did, because after we met up, we did that little circle past them in the woods, and we got two there, I believe. So if my mind, but yeah, no concussions, but, but as we're, I'm thinking, I haven't heard a shot. Where are they? And so we're walking and looking and can't find them. Well, we finally stumble, and here's the funny part of the whole story is our buddy is single. And he is a super guy. If you meet this guy, he is so nice. You believe that even if it's the first time you're meeting him, it's like your long lost cousin. Like, he's just that personality. He's charismatic. He's a super nice guy. Yeah. Like, it's just, you feel like he's your brother and it's been your brother forever. That's just how it is. So as we walk up, there's my dad sitting on a stump with my buddy standing over his shoulder, and he's got my buddy's phone, and he's going, "This one? No, not that one, not that one. Oh, this one. Yep. And I, what are you guys doing? Like, you're supposed to be hunting. And my dad looks at me and he looks up, and my dad is now 71. So at this time, I don't know, 2 years ago, was it, Scott? He'd be 69.
70. Yeah, 69.
69, 70. Sure. So he looks up at me and he goes, "We're on Tinder." What? So I run over, rip the phone out of his hand, hand it to my buddy. "No, you're not on freaking Tinder." No, prelude, my parents have been married for more than, I don't know, we did their anniversary 50 years, I think, now. So I'm like, "No, you are not on. Take his phone, baby." I rip the phone out, hand it back to him. "Yeah, nut jobs. No wonder I haven't heard any gunshots. You're sitting here going through Tinder." So we carry on. And I, like I said, I think we got a couple more just pushing some brush piles in that little roundabout bush that they were sitting in, and then headed back to the truck. But that was that's probably my favorite hunt.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And I don't think I shot a rabbit, but I've just never had something where they've been at my fingertips. And like 30 seconds to a minute, they're crawling over, like literally like ninjas going through, or like Neo in the Matrix dodging bullets, going through these thorns, just like I was, like really slowly. It was absolutely incredible to watch. I wish I could have filmed it.
That would have been cool. And GoPro or something on your head as you're crawling through there.
Yeah, well, that's it. I had to keep pulling my hat down over my eyes as you're busting through the brush and using my gun sideways to push the thorns and keep them from smacking me back in the face. I mean, I still got hit and cut up and had some slivers, but hey, we got rabbits.
I hope you bought him a coffee or something, Scott.
Yeah. We actually went back to our buddies for coffee.
We did, yeah.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. I think he left us because he got a match on Tinder or something. I don't remember. but that was probably my favorite hunt. It was a good one. And then we got out tonight. We just we're just coming from hunting. So, and we can't complain. It was all day. I had I had my kids because they're off and my wife had to go back to work. So we hung out, and then my parents bought a new TV because this morning mom said she got up, turned on the news, was watching, and my mom is a news hound. Like, it's on all day long, and the screen just went black. So she, before even talking to me, she was in the car, went, bought a new TV, and I had to go hook it up for him. So got all that done, and Scotty had messaged me in the day saying, "Hey, we rabbit hunting today?" So I was trying to coordinate everything so that I could see if I could finagle this. And typically I have a 12-year-old and a 6-year-old, and the 12-year-old's done the babysitting deal. So she can watch the 6-year-old, but 6-year-old had a list, daddy list that she wanted to get through and hang out today. But so we completed the list, went over, hooked up my parents' TV, and then Scott had messaged me, I think, one more time saying something. And I said, "Oh, that was Scott. Wants to go, well, we'll watch the kids." "Well, are you sure?"
"Perfect."
So I went over to the kids and I said, "Hey," they were watching the Jumanji with Grandpa. Wanted to have Grandpa watch the first. We went to the movies and seen the second Jumanji there over the holidays. So they wanted to, my dad had never seen the first one. So they wanted to say, no, we want to stay here and watch Jumanji. Oh my gosh. The stars have aligned, Scott. I'm on my way.
Everything's working out for you.
Yeah. I'm on my way. So Scotty, and this is, hey, heads up folks. Do not forget to renew your outdoors card. This is the first of the year. So Scotty hits me. I blast home. I live a block from my parents, so I blast home and start getting dressed. And Scotty messages me, my outdoor card's expired. So I hop on the computer, renew his outdoor card, print it off, fire over, pick him up, and we're at our spot and train tracks tonight. And yeah. So I got out and I said to Scott, okay, which way do we go? Do we go that way towards the woods? Do we go that way? Now, keep in mind, it's now after 4 o'clock and the legal shooting time is 5:32. And like I said, you can't have you typically don't carry a gun case when you're rabbit hunting. I mean, you don't have hands to do that.
You don't even carry one of those soft socks.
No, we leave our cases in the truck. And
normally,
we
don't even have to worry about it.
If you're out of the bush before that, there's no point putting extra weight on yourself. But
yeah, one of those socks you could roll up, throw on your back. I guess you could have it if you're going to be later.
I always, just in case, I always put that sock in because it literally weighs nothing. And
you're right.
Throw it over top and you're done.
Yeah, and we got them. I got one.
Yep, I got one too.
Never thought of that. See, the voice of reason.
This is why I'm here. This is why I'm here.
I was sending Todd running back to the truck with my gun.
Yeah. I says to him halfway through, I'm like, okay, it's 10 to 5 now. So I said, we've gone this far. At some point, we got to go back, but we have no options but to be at the truck at 5:32. 5:32. Right. And he's like, I said, so we might, at this rate, we might be running back to the truck because we're so far down the tracks, cross over and come back. I said, he goes, no, you will be with my gun.
I've seen Scott run.
His heart takes all the yards.
Yeah. That is one of those funniest things that you got to either put a link to or somehow let the listeners see Scott run.
I could do it. So for everybody listening, I'll interlude on the rabbit hunting side of the things, but we'll get into that when we go waterfowl on the podcast. But I shared it with Bill the other day and I said it to him. I had to. So Scotty, there is a music video with Scott Goodall in the video. We'd play with I don't even know who sings the song, but his milkshakes brings all the boys to the yard. I will tell you this. And so if you check out Redneck Country's YouTube channel, which I believe is YouTube. I believe it's just the Redneck Country on YouTube, but I will try to, I'll share it in the, when we post up this podcast for anybody that wants to go check it out. There's a few things, my daughter crushing crappy and Scotty's milkshakes, but we had a goose hunt that we went on. We happened to be out picking up, and I won't get into the whole story, but we ended up having to be out picking up geese, dead geese. And at the end of the hunt, one goose from being out of our limit, new hunter with us. He hadn't shot one yet. We were 39 of 40 geese. There was four of us, me, Dad, and Scott are out and three, I think, come in. And so I lay down. We're out there picking them up. So we lay down and he's still in the blind. And so I start screaming. I have a GoPro on the end of my gun. And all three of us, Dad and Scott, didn't bring their guns out to pick up the dead geese. I do because I always carry it, but I forgot to load it. So I had an empty gun. So in these three geese come and we lay down, they circle. I start screaming at our new hunter, shoot him, shoot him. And he had tried, but he hadn't hit one. And so he jumped up and took one shot, took second shot. The third shot, he wings this. Well, before I can blink, Scott's in front of me and he is up running, trying to catch this goose as it's coming down with a hurt wing. It bounced on the ground and it went back up in the air with its feet moving, ready to run. When it hit the ground next time, it was gone. Took off and Scott is full on running after it. And we had the J-hook goose pattern in our decoy spread. And this thing went into the J and all the way through that J decoy spread, hitting geese, knocking decoys over. And Scott was full on. His goose calls flying behind him around his neck. His hat flies off. off all the way to the end. That goose went all the way down that J hook, all the way back to our blinds. And just as it's about to go past the blind, Scott's out of wind, and he goes and puts his hands on his knees. That goose takes three more steps and keels over dead.
Falls over and dies.
I'm so glad I had to go. The video footage is shaky, but it is the best video of watching Scott run through these decoys chasing this
goose. The ninja can run, I can tell you right now.
Oh, it was awesome. The ninja Scotty can run. And then I've watched the video so many times because I just howl. And you got to know Scott to be able to laugh at it. That's what makes it even more funny for us. But you watch then Dad. I watch the video over again, and I see Dad tries to get up. I don't know, three or four times that he keeps falling over as he's watching Scott run through the decoys. It's just the dumbest thing ever, but it is so funny. I will put a link to that video.
You are welcome.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Oh, it's a blast. So anyway, no, today, so we got out, and I had a new gun to try. And I hate to say it, but I if you want a challenge, folks, on rabbit hunting, get yourselves a 410 revolving shotgun. So it was the first time I got this gun sent to me to give it a go and see what I thought about it. And so I got it. It's Turkish made by Laser. And I will say it's very well put together. Would you say, Scotty?
Yeah, it's a nice gun.
Yeah, it's a solid gun and nice wood on it. It's got a palm swell. Like it's well done. It's got five shots, but it comes with plugs that you can take out. So you put the plugs in it when you're hunting. It's got choke tubes and everything else. So I thought 28-inch barrel vent rib, like this thing's great. So this would be an awesome rabbit gun.
So nice weight to it.
But I will tell you, it's got a good weight, which is a key, because I didn't want something really light and flimsy that you feel like you could snap in half. But we started out, and Scott with his trusty single shot 410. And again, I like more than one shot, so this is up my alley. And I've never hunted with a 410. I've shot skeet lots with a 410, but I've never hunted with a 410. So I thought I'd give this gun a tryout, and this is what this gun's for. So away we go. And so we were kicking through the bush, and was it the first rabbit that came out, Scott, tonight that I lined up on?
No, I think it was the second.
Was it the second one?
Yep.
So we were going in, and we take turns. So the way that we do it, this is tracks now that we're hunting, not the woods. So we didn't have time. Again, it was only like, it was after 4 o'clock, and it's dark at 5:32. We've got to be like legal 5:32 at the truck. So away we go, and we do one side of the tracks, go as far as we can with time permitted, cross over, and come all the way back to the other side of the tracks. The tracks, for anybody that's concerned, is they are unused, unserviced, been ripped up, everything else. And so...
Yeah, legal first time.
Yeah, we've done the check-in, and it backs onto my family farm to boot on the other way, which is awesome. So, but yeah, we've done all that, done our homework, so we know we're good to go. And hunted them for years now. And so away we go. So we go down these tracks, and ever since I think I hunted with you, Scotty, that was the first place we went, right?
Yep. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, except we went the other way up to my family farm.
That's right.
Yeah, just the last few years, we started going the opposite way. We park on the road, and we can pick, do we go this way or that way? I'm not going to give too much detail. I don't want somebody knowing our honey holes, but sorry. Selfish of me. But anyway, so we get out, and we're going down tracks. We jump on some brush, and one pops out, and Scotty pounds it, wounds it. And so it starts to go, and he runs up, reloads, puts another one in it. Okay, got a rabbit. All right, we're not skunked. We're having a good time.
You're on the board.
And we're on the board, and it's usually good. I mean, it was within, I think, the first 100 yards, if I'm not correct, which means whenever that happens, I usually, and I think I said it too, oh, perfect. It's a nice night. And the only issue was the snow had melted. But aside from that, it's a nice night. There's no wind. It's just the right time of day. I said, they're out. Now this is going to be a good hunt. And so we carried on, and we take turns. So one will walk the edge of the bush on the side of the tracks. So it's always like the tracks are elevated, and there's a little bit of a dip. And that dip can go way down because there's some creeks that run under it as we go. And you'll walk over trestle, over the train bridge. And you got to come up from the bottom, walk over top of the bridge, and then go back down. So when that happens, we spell each other off. And so we take turns hitting the bush. Now, I'm not going to say that I'm a better dog than Scott. It could just work out that I happen to be the one in the bush in the areas where the rabbits are. Or since this is Scott's side of the tracks that he had hunted forever, and brought me to. He knew, and he had planned ahead of time.
No, never.
Which section of bush to be the dogger on and which not. Because he seems so eager. Hey, I'll get this one. I'll go down here. I'll push this bush. Right? Right? Which I just now putting one and one together. But anyway.
That's too long. Calculated.
So this next section, it actually didn't work out this time, because this next section we're going through the second rabbit. I'm pushing the bush. Scott's up on the edge of the tracks. I'm in the thicket. Only this one was not sitting tight. I mean, it was not. And I've never been able to figure out a rhyme or reason on, are the rabbits going to, like, I've done rabbit hunting where whatever day I have stepped on a rabbit. Scott's had one sitting under a piece of bark that fell down and run over his boot that yep. they're sitting that tight. And then the most of the time, the other days, they're 20 yards ahead when they bust, and not under any brush, not under any thicket, sitting in tall grass like bramble that's just kind of laid over.
And there's no pattern that you could come up with.
I cannot. Now, if there's some, now again, rabbit hunting is my enjoyment. It's the social time. It's the no thought process. And probably because I've always been fortunate enough that, like I said, I'm spoiled. We go rabbit hunting, we get rabbits. So it's not like I've got to put in the heavy thought like, man, I've gone 2 months in deer season and not shot a deer. I need to really do some homework and figure this out. I've never had that. So I don't really bother to pay attention. And I want to keep it fun. I want to keep it jovial. I want to keep it too thought processed. So I don't really put a lot of thought into it. I don't pattern it. Now, Dad keeps a journal. Maybe we go through his journal and see if he's documented how tight the rabbits are sitting. I don't know. I could ask him. But I really, that's the one thing I can't pin down is, sometimes they are so tight that literally they squeak. I have had one that my foot has come down and it is fighting to get out from under my foot. They sit so tight. And other days they're 20 yards up and 30 yards up and in plain bramble, grassy, laid over grass, whatever. And they bust way early. So, and I can't rhyme or reason it. So sorry, folks, can't help you on that one. Away we go. We're second rabbit. I don't want to say it's super thick. It was just tall grass, like, and the snow had melted. So none of it's fallen over or pushed over. It's up and it's probably up to my thighs. And so all of a sudden Scotty yells, "Aaron!" So it takes off. I see the white of its butt. I put that gun up as fast as I can and I pull the trigger and nothing happens. And I'm like, man. And it runs past Scotty. Boom! Got it. Single shot Scott, that's what I'm calling him. So I'm like, yeah, did you get it? Yep, I got it. Well, I think actually he hit it and it ran over the tracks. He's like, big ball of puff. And so we run over and we found it. And yeah, that's what it was. It ran over and it hit up underneath. There was three trees growing out and it was laying up in there and I couldn't get to it to reach it. And I said to Scott, I don't know how bad it's hit. And so right before that, when I went to pull that trigger, again, if you guys want a challenge, the 410 revolving shotgun, because I put that up in my normal trigger pull. I mean, I pull a trigger on a shotgun multiple times a week, but I put that gun up and pulled that trigger and nothing happened. And then I realized the weight of that trigger pull, I'm used to maybe a 2.5 pound trigger pull. That gun, I don't even know what the poundage would be. You've got to pull that trigger so hard that you've got to it's got to roll the chamber over to the next shell. It's got to cock the hammer, release the hammer to fire the shell, all on that one trigger pull. So, and I don't know, maybe my trigger pull's 3 pounds or whatever, my trap gun or whatever, but I'm used to just not much. And this
is grossly different.
There is so much movement. Yeah. Like that trigger moved, like it moved a quarter of an inch and nothing happened. Well, on my normal side by side, you pull that trigger a quarter of an inch, she's going off. And nothing happened like that. I moved it and it will move quarter of an inch. So that was the normal trigger pull for me and nothing. That rabbit kept running. And I'm like, so he hit it. It ran over and it was, so we went walking and we're trying to look for it really slow. And I seen movement. But I didn't really see it. And so I keep going. I said, I heard something again. And that time I didn't see it. Well, then I seen, there, that's the movement. I seen it up against three trees. I said to Scott, I can't reach it. There's a fence now here that's there that I got to reach through to grab it. And I don't know if I go to get any closer, is it going to run again? And it's pretty thick up ahead. We're going to lose this. He's like, just shoot it. So good time to see how heavy this trigger pull is, because I've not shot this gun. I've just taken this gun out. So I stepped back and oh yeah, it took a lot of weight. Now you can cock the hammer, but what I don't like about that is when that hammer's cocked, that trigger is sensitive. She's ready to rock, and I don't like walking along with Scotty or anybody having that gun that ready to fire. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's your built-in safety right there.
Yeah. So
yeah.
If you want a challenge that never thought that, and sporting clay, trap shooters, everybody talks about trigger pounds, and in that world, it's never talked about in the hunting world. But you want a challenge, you take a gun with that heavy trigger pull that now you've got to take the time and not flinch on that gun as you're pulling the trigger through, because it's taking muscles now to pull that trigger. So you got to keep that gun on target while you're pulling through that. And so that was a different world for me. So we got that one. So there's two for Scotty. And away we go. So we're heading down further down the track. Scotty's turn. He's in the bush and that. Nothing. I don't see a rabbit. So I like how he just chuckles. So my turn again. I go back in. I'm kicking brush and rabbit. Got it. What? So we go. Yep. Pick it up. So this is why I'm calling him single shot Scott, because that 410 single shot, like I said, that man, he can pull the trigger, and that he doesn't need two shots. I'm so impressed with that. And that leads me to the very last rabbit, the four. And I think we've seen six, you said, Scotty, right?
We've seen six.
And two, we didn't even pull the trigger on.
Didn't even shoot at.
Yeah.
They're just no chance.
Just disappeared so quick.
Yeah. So far ahead, weren't sitting tight, just in loose grass. And that's why we were able to see them probably too, up on the tracks and just gone. But the last one, we had actually seen one, and it could have been that one. We're not sure. I mean, we were a good 150 yards from where we seen the one we didn't shoot at. And just along the tracks, boom, it took off and disappeared. And so we were ready the whole way and never seen it. So then, again, I went over into the thick stuff. I went left of the little bramble and walked that edge. Scotty was on the track side, and away we go. And it's a pretty good spot we were coming up to. We both know that. There's a lot of deadfall, it makes some good brush piles right there. And usually when it snows, it will make some nice little lay grounds for them to get up in. And no snow, but it's still pretty thick vines and everything, and along with deadfall. So come up around the corner. I just put my foot on this big bramble pile that you would think was made of like rolled chicken wire, but it's all vines and a tree stump. And I get up on top, and just as I get my foot on top of it, Scott yells, "There's one!" Boom! And it was literally that quick. "There's one!" Boom!
I impressed myself.
I'm like, what? Whoa. And I'm like, where'd it go? I got it. Because I'm thinking there's no way.
You think he missed.
Like, there's no free. I mean, it was as so he was quick. Yelling, it was like he was calling for a target. Like, he might as well have said pull. And pulled the trigger. I mean, it was that fast. That rabbit was not 5 to 6 yards from the brush pile it was under. And Scotty pulled that gun up, pulled the trigger, and laid it down deader than a doornail. I mean, I didn't have to. Was no second shot. The worst part, I had to figure out how to get in the freaking bramble. That's what I said. How am I getting that out of there? And he just stood over. You hear the laugh? I hear that every time.
He's on the other side of the fence. It was on the other side of the fence.
Whether he's shooting geese out from under me because it had a band on it, or he's shooting rabbits out from under my feet, that's the laugh. That's all I hear. It haunts me in my sleep. So I'm like, Scott, how am I going to get to that? And I just hear,
so it really sounds like you shouldn't even be carrying a gun. just let Scott do his thing.
After tonight, I said to him, "Hey, buddy, you ever need somebody to carry your rabbits, you let me know." So that was it. Tonight we got four out of six that we seen and we only shot at four. And like I said, one Scott shot. He pulled the trigger. A rabbit was hit. And that was that.
One shot. That's awesome.
Yeah,
you can get the job done there. I've been in the market for an over and under 410 forever.
Me too. I would love one.
Yeah,
I can hook you up, Bill.
But you
won't get into advertising here. But I can hook you up.
One of those guns that I've always wanted is a 410 over and under that I can partridge hunt with. I could, lightweight, carry through the bush for rabbit hunt, go for a walk, put it over the shoulder, and go. I mean, I could be convinced with a single shot based on the Scotty experience here, but I would much prefer an over and under 4.10. So that's
in all honesty, when I bought that gun, I bought that gun in the early 90s. If it was any more than $25, I probably wouldn't have bought it. I would have passed it up.
The early 90s. I'm surprised it's not flintlock Scott buying it.
Right? I agree.
And after this podcast, stories of the First World War with Scott Goodall. Oh man. Yeah. No, but he's good with that single shot. But I tell you what, I actually said the same thing when we were walking, Bill, at the very beginning. I said, you know, this is before the heavy trigger pull problem. I said, this is pretty cool, Scott. I said, normally I'm carrying a double, which I said, I'm not used to, cause I like carrying it broke open. Right. So that's kind of my thing. And that's just, I'll open and close that thing. I'll almost wear it out, but that's my safety mechanism. Is I like having the ability to break that open and know it's safe. And,
sure, yeah.
And I said, that's one thing. I don't have that, but this trigger pull is so heavy that it kind of acts as a safety. The other kicker is I'm normally carrying roughly 25. It depends on what kind of day I think we're going to have, but enough shells in 20 gauge that as you go on, that you feel the weight of them if you're not shooting them, where I got to throw a million 410 in my pocket. I don't even know they're there.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing, too. You don't have to carry as much weight as you walk into the bush.
Yeah. Right? Like, and I've not really ever hunted with a 12 gauge for rabbits, but I could only imagine carrying 12 gauge shells in my pockets. Like, it's just the weight of the jacket already because it's heavy canvas, and then add that in. And then you add rabbits in your back. And oh, my gosh, my back would be killing me by the time I got out. But yeah, Scotty can shoot the 410. I'll tell you what, but that's the two stories I got. I got a lot. I got a million more rabbit hunting stories. Had a blast, but those are the two that just because the one was today and in an hour. I mean, I said that to Scott when we got in the truck. How many people are fortunate enough to hop in their truck at 4 o'clock, like or at 3:30, pick up their buddy, hit their spot at 4 o'clock or at just slightly after four, back at the truck by, you know, quarter after five. And four rabbits in your pocket.
Yeah, I wish I lived closer, man. I would have loved to.
Oh, would have been awesome. Oh, three people is perfect for that.
Yeah, really. When dad goes, his knee is bugging him. He lost 80 something pounds now. So this year he might start rabbit hunting with us, and it will be much more beneficial.
Yeah,
that's for sure. He has gone on that trip.
Yep, he has.
But it'll be a lot better now that he's lost that weight and his knee's better.
Put them on the golf cart through the bush.
Yeah. Well, we built that golf cart. Now I don't even know we need it.
That's right. Eh?
Yeah. Oh, yep. That's awesome.
More active than me and Scotty, but
that's a good couple stories for this podcast. That's for sure.
Yeah, I enjoy telling them. I have a blast. Like I said, rabbit hunting it's a love just because. Well, rabbit tastes so good. I love the taste of rabbit. There's wild rabbit. There's nothing. And when I go in the grocery store with my wife, when that does happen and I see a rabbit, I'm like, there's a rabbit. I recognize it wrapped in the package and it's $20 freaking. And I'm like, you crazy. See the money I'm saving us, babe.
You're helping the family out every time you pull that trigger. Actually, every time Scotty pulls that trigger.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't even have to buy shells or a gun. Really?
Hey, talk about $18.
All you need to do is bark.
As they see you chirp me buying a gun and buying shells, how many rabbits I put in that freezer? How many $20 have I saved us? But Dad makes a killer rabbit pie, and it's normally what we do with it. We'll skin them, clean them, soak them overnight in salt water, and then I'll freeze them or take them to Dad right away, but I'll freeze them and then get them to Dad. And at some point in his retirement career, he will
when he has time
he will cut them up and puts them into like a, I guess we call it rabbit pie, I guess a lot of people would be rabbit stew with a bread crust on top. And I don't like peas, so he typically doesn't put peas in unless he'll make two. One will have peas and one won't, and so that's kind of, I don't know what all he puts in it either, Scott, do you?
No, I have no clue.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you. Maybe we'll get the recipe. I can post that too, and we might post the podcast. That'd be awesome. He'll be pumped to share that. But that's probably the best rabbit. I've cooked it other ways. I've had it even on the barbecue, but that's probably the best. That whatever he does.
Shake and bake them.
Do you shake and bake them?
I had in the past, yeah, long time ago, when I had no idea what I was doing.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, we got Google now, and Nick, mm-hmm. Nick Overmark.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and messed him up. Hey, how am I cooking this rabbit?
He's good chef on call. So, well, that's good. I appreciate you guys sharing those stories tonight.
Yeah, I like passing that those stories on. Like I said, I love rabbit hunt. Just social time, good eating.
Okay, that'll do it for today. So until next time, on behalf of Redneck Country Podcast, I'm Bill Tom.
I'm Todd Millard. And Scott Goodall?
Nope, I'm good.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you want to be part of the podcast, by all means, hit us up at podcast@theredneckcountry.com. Again, that's podcast@theredneckcountry.com. And be part of it. Join us and have a blast. I hope you enjoyed it. Sitting around the campfire having some fun.